This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1353. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 3rd, more new frequencies, some of them strange, compensating for collisions. CVC Chile putting out numerous spurs. English Times from Greece, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Sri Lanka. And the propagation outlook. With each new season, I'm always on the lookout for a Greenville frequency broadcasting VOA in English. There aren't many of them left, but since we're halfway through the continent in Oklahoma, we can hear these frequencies very well, even though they're aimed in the opposite direction. In our local afternoons, during the B season, it was 15580. But now during the A season, it's 15445. However, only on the air from 19 to 21 UT, which means it misses the music hour at 2100, except on weekends when I believe it still carries music time in Africa at 2000 on both Saturdays and Sundays. Meanwhile, 15580 is still on the air, but now it has switched to the Botswana site, beamed 350 degrees. And for the 21 UT hour, it's still on the air, but from Morocco at 132 degrees. Via Media Network and Mike Terry, Kim Andrew Elliott says he's again appearing on Talk to America on VOA. He seems to be making an appearance the first week of every month, and this time it's on Thursday, April 5th, between 14:05 and 15 UT, discussing, of course, international broadcasting. If you miss it, it's available for a few months on demand at the VOA website. The shortwave frequencies, however, at 14 UT are 17895, 17685, 15580, 15195, 15185, 13570, yes, that's correct, although it collides with WINB, 9760, 7125, 6080, and 4930. I know it wasn't on the WEWN webpage frequency schedule at the start of the A07 season, but 1 week later, I found a strange new frequency listed, 5010, in English at midnight to 05 UT. However, checking it out, UT April 3rd, it was not on the air, so I'm not sure if this was a total mistake or if they really planned to use that frequency on the 60-meter band. I recall in a previous season they were also scheduled to use a frequency of just above 5 megahertz, but that was only very briefly, if at all. Along the same lines as what I was saying about Greenville, we're always interested in the current frequencies from Sackville carrying Radio Canada International English broadcast to Europe and Africa, since we can hear them as well off the back in Central North America. And the new schedule shows at 18 UT on 15235 and at 2000 15325. And via Bill Westenhaver, we learned that RCA has started using a couple of new relay sites abroad for the new season. Madagascar is carrying the Arabic broadcast 1 hour at 0300 on 11790, beamed due north. The same transmission is also carried from Santa Maria di Galleria, Italy, that is the Vatican radio site, on 7230, and there are three more from Vatican, at 02 in Arabic on 5955, at 19 in French on 13730, and at 21 in French on 7370. As you might expect, these new relays via Vatican are in exchange for Vatican now being relayed via Sackville. There are two transmissions, in fact, pointed out by Joe Hanlon, at midnight 30 to 0230 UT on 9610. Those are in Portuguese and Spanish. And surprisingly, at 0230 to 04 UT, in French, English, and Spanish, English, I think, still being at 0250 UT on 6100. That's the frequency they started using with the new season. Unfortunately, it collides with Radio Republica, the clandestine for Cuba, and we're still not entirely certain of where that transmission is coming from, but it's certainly causing a lot of interference to Vatican via Canada. The Republica transmission is at 02 to 04 UT on 6100, as well as 6155 from midnight to 02, and unchanged at 22 to 24 UT on 6135. If anyone can figure out by direction finding or other means where these three transmissions are really coming from, please let us know. Thanks to Humber Gaviria, by the way, in Colombia for monitoring the new Radio Republica schedule. Something had to be done about this collision. And Hector Frias in Chile of Radio Escuchas, Federaci, has been in contact with Vatican Radio about it. And they say from UT April 3rd, they moved from 6100 to 6040. He thinks that's not much of an improvement, because now it collides with Brazil's Radio Clube Paranaense and Spain's relay via Costa Rica. The latter, by the way, being non-directional. Venezuela's only remaining shortwave broadcast station continues to appear on distorted spur in addition to or instead of its nominal frequency. On March 30th, in the daytime at 1818 UT, José Elias in Venezuela told Noticias de X he was hearing Radio Amazonas on 5135, very strong but totally off-frequency and over-modulated. Its nominal is supposed to be 4940. And he also told DX Listening Digest on April 2nd he was also hearing it at 13 to 14 UT on 5130, anywhere from 5130 to 5140. We mentioned last week that CBC La Voz in Miami via Chile is putting out a spur on 12275, a mixing product between two of its 25-meter band frequencies. As I was tuning around above 12 megahertz, I found them on another spur, 12195. Actually, they're running three transmitters on the 25-meter band between 01 and 04 UT. So I looked for all the other possible leapfrog mixing products, and I heard all but one of them. This was around 0115 UT on April 2nd. Some were in Portuguese, some in Spanish, depending on how the mix was working. The others are 11585, 11520, and 11360 kilohertz. Another one computes at 11825. It was probably there, but blocked by interference. And I heard another one, which does not fit into the pattern, 12115. They really need to do something to suppress them. I then looked at their schedule and found that they're also running three transmitters later in the night on the 49-meter band, namely on 6070, 6110, which is variable, and 5960. I then computed all the other mixing products, theoretically, although none of these have yet been reported. 5810, 5850, 6030, 6150, 6180, and 6260 kilohertz. These are at various times between 04 and 12 UT. Of course, many of these are blocked by much stronger fundamental signals. I would be interested in knowing, however, if anyone is able to hear these. Details are in DX Listening Digest 7042 at worldofradio.com. Thanks to his quiet location on the southwest coast of Portugal and his excellent location, Carlos Gonsalves pulls in the DX, especially from Latin America. He reports hearing both frequencies in parallel of that elusive Bolivian Radio Logos in Santa Cruz de la Sierra, both 6165 with a fair signal and 4865 with an excellent signal. At 2209 UT in parallel, playing some ballads with interference from Croatia on the higher frequency. The two reactivated Sodre shortwave frequencies from Uruguay we mentioned 2 weeks ago continue to be heard, not that difficult, in neighboring Argentina by Arnaldo Slein and Nicolas Eramo, but a lot more difficult elsewhere. Via BCDX, Bob Hill in Massachusetts has this advice for East Coast North American DXers. 9620.4 has a window between 22 UT when Deutsche Welle signs off and 23 UT when Spain signs on. However, the signal is very weak, even though it's in the clear. This is 9620.4, slightly off frequency, which helps a bit. And he says he thinks he's also hearing it despite co-channel interference from Spain around 0150. Jose Miguel Romero forwards the A07 schedule from Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, showing their Monday through Friday English broadcast at 18 to 19 to Europe on 9690 and 15345, and UT Tuesday to Saturday to America at 02 to 03 on 11710. 15345, as we mentioned before, has been colliding with Spain, which started using that frequency during the local evening hours for their special service to Spanish troops in the Lebanon. Morocco may or may not also be on the frequency at certain times. Reporting to Noticias de X, Pedro Sedano in Spain was in contact with the frequency management at Spanish Foreign Radio, and they said that both stations were aware of the collision, but it didn't really matter, I'm paraphrasing here, because RAI had failed to register it with HFCC. And they went on to claim that Spain had been using the frequency anyway for several years. Well, I checked previous HFCC schedules from 2004 and 5 and did not find Spain on that frequency, although Argentina was registered at that time with 100 kilowatts, 35 degrees toward Europe. And in fact, both Wolfgang Büschel in Germany and I happened to tune in about the same time on March 28th and heard a collision between Argentina, which was actually nothing but a very weak carrier, on 15344.78 against the strong signal from Spain on 15345. This was around 1830 to 19 UT. There is some hope. It appears the Spanish broadcast may be irregular, and who knows, they may be closing it down if they withdraw all the troops from Lebanon. It certainly was on when there was a ball game. However, listeners in Italy, Francesco Ciccone and Dario Monferini, say there was no sign of Spain on April 2nd, and they were able to get excellent reception from Argentina. We mentioned last week that BBC World Service had dropped one of its 4 hours remaining on shortwave to the Caribbean and incidentally to North America. This was based on their own website-posted schedule for the Caribbean. However, it turns out to have been incorrect, and they subsequently changed it. They're still running 4 hours, 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening. Thanks to Bernie O'Shea and Stephen Luce for pointing this out. So 9480 via WHRI, as well as 9660 via French Guiana, are both being used from 11 to 13 UT. Consequently, KAIJ in Dallas is remaining on 5755 an hour later than planned until 1300, and then switching to 9480. Deutsche Welle is no longer airing A World of Music on its 2130 UT broadcast Mondays, when reception is good here, on 11865 and 15205 via Rwanda. I look through their entire schedule and find that there's only one other time when we are likely to hear it, UT Saturday at 0530 via Rwanda on 9700. However, the latest show, like all their others, is still available on demand. You're listening to the 1,353rd World of Radio from WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Attention affiliates and anyone else wanting to download our MP3 or real audio files. It seems that the O'Brien'sWeb.com site has gone inactive, so to get our latest program, you need to check the Our Current Audio page at worldofradio.org. In the British DX Club, Ken Fletcher points out that World of Radio can be heard on Saturdays at 08 UT on Sky Satellite Radio Channel 0122, that is World Radio Network Europe. And the moderator adds, at the same time, WRN English is on Eutelsat Hotbird 6, 13 degrees east, transponder 94, 12.597 gigahertz vertical. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Simon Hicks in the UK, who sent a donation via PayPal and says, you seem to have been there all my 33 years of radio listening. More about the strange and uncertain situation of International Radio Serbia. Wolfgang Büschmann, Germany, says, finally on March 25th, I was able to hear them for the first time in 9 months. On 6099.971 at 1745 UT, listening on upper sideband to avoid the Luxembourg DRM signal on 6095. However, the next day it was just too much DRM to hear Serbia. We had a previous report that they were using a 10-kilowatt mobile transmitter near Belgrade and not the 250-kilowatt unit across the border in Bosnia at Bijeljina. However, this week, DXMix News in Bulgaria issued a new schedule claiming that they are back on the 250-kilowatt unit, although I wonder if it's just theoretical, and it appears they have moved all their languages one UT hour earlier for the summer, which means English at 1300 for half an hour, and again at 1830. However, there's a lot of co-channel interference, not only from DRM, but from China Radio International. The number one fan of The Voice of Greece in the U.S., John Babas in Maryland, has researched the New Times for all the English broadcasts by looking at their program schedules in Greek. And here they are. The Radiophilia service, relayed from the domestic frequencies, is daily at 06 to 07 UT, on 11645, well, except on Tuesdays, as Wolfgang Büschel points out, when they may be off the air for maintenance. The other English hours are one day a week. Helene's Around the World, Saturday at 1305 to 1400 on 9420 and 15630. It repeats UT Sundays at 0200 on 7475, 9420 and 15650. I've listened to some of these and found that the times vary a bit depending on the news, and the program may be cut off before it's finished because of news on the following hour. The other English show, Greek in Style, presenting music with commentary, is Sundays at 0905 to 1000 on 9420 and 15630, and Sunday at 2305 to midnight, 5 more or less, on 7475, 9420, and 15650. That said, some of these have been missing recently, presumably due to religious holidays and Greek Independence Day. And more about that strange new target broadcast to Nigeria, clandestine, we assume, called Radio SA, S-A-A, supposed to be in the Hausa language, but so far it's been playing nothing but music during its 2 hours per week, Wednesday and Saturday at 16 to 17 UT on 15180. They started that a few weeks before the new season began, but unfortunately with the A07 season, the BBC Arabic service is on that frequency as it has been for many years, causing quite a collision. Jari Savolainen in Finland says on April 1st, or rather March 31st, BBC Arabic was strong the first half hour, but the music station started to win the battle in the second half hour. A few weeks ago, we had big news of a new missionary shortwave station in the Central African Republic, but have been waiting for any confirmation it's on the air and any DX reports of it, called Radio ICDI, or as in the WRTH Future Plans Department, Radio Tumayere, Tumayere, on 6030 kilohertz. Back on March 17th, there was a story about this in French on a Central African Republic news agency website, at least I think that's what it is, called ACAP. Its authorization to broadcast had been signed on that day, but the story goes on to say it's still in an experimental phase on 6030, and they mention a second frequency, 7160. However, it is not expected to begin official operations until August, and it covers a radius of 1,000 kilometers, or we should say 1 megameter, which amounts to the entire Central African Republic from their location near Bouali, which is 80 kilometers northwest of the capital, Bangui. I've already explained the interference problems on 6030, primarily Radio Marti and Cuban jamming, if they're signing on at 05UT, Monday through Friday, as the previous report said. However, 7160 is no better in the mornings, because that's in use by BBC Ascension aimed at the Central African Republic between 03 and 06. Might be audible after 06, or if they're using it in the evening, between 16 and 20. Meanwhile, Ruben Pankov on Radio Bulgaria's DX program, via Jose Miguel Romero, claims to have heard the station on 6030 in French and vernaculars from 05 to 06 and 19 to 20 UT. Well, he says, probably it's the local station in the Central African Republic, but he has an even different name for it, La Voix de la Grâce. Bernie O'Shea in Ontario has been monitoring Saudi Arabia's external service frequency 17660, despite the fact that it's usually colliding with Gabon's Afropop music distraction. On March 29th, he heard English as early as 14 UT on 17660. It sounded like speeches being translated into English, probably from the Arab League summit meeting, which I think may have caused some variations in their usual schedule. There was no French on that day at 1500, nor has he heard any English at the previous time since the beginning of the new season, 16 to 19 UT. At 1520 UT on the same day, they were still on the air, but in French. Then on March 30th, he was monitoring again as early as 1355 on the air, time pips at 1400 and opening in French at 1404. So it looks like they could be in either French or English between 14 and 16 UT. In World EX Club contact, Mike Barraclough in England says the French service has been noted at 14 to 16 on 17660, very good signal, but no English after 16. However, English continues to be heard from 1000 hours on 15250. On March 26th and 27th, this lasted until 12:30. With speeches from the Arab Foreign Ministers Conference. And by the way, I've found the two frequencies now in use for the Call of Islam service starting at 15 UT. 15435 remains, but the new parallel is 15225. Via Alakesh Gupta in India, Pakistan's A07 schedule, including English as follows. 0730 to 830 UT on 15100 and 17835. However, as Wolfgang Büschel notes, the higher frequency is totally distorted and incomprehensible. It's also the case when that transmitter is used on other frequencies. The other time to try to hear English from Radio Pakistan is 16 to 1615, when the current frequencies are 9380, 11570, and 11550. Joe's Jacob in India has been monitoring Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. They've dropped some of their previous shortwave frequencies, 11905 and 15745. The remaining English broadcast is at 0100 to 0430, extended probably with religion on Sundays until 0515, on 6005 and 9770. Now that Shokaze has started broadcasting via the Yamada site in Japan, that's the service about Japanese kidnapped by North Korea, jamming has begun for the morning broadcast at 20:30 to 21 UT on 6045. This is reported by the Yomiuri Shimbun via Takahito Akabayashi. And Toshi Otaki and the Japan Shortwave Club via Wolfgang Büschel says the jamming started on March 28th. Ron Howard from California has been visiting Shanghai, China, and monitoring this. At first, he reported no jamming audible on that broadcast, nor on the evening broadcast at 13 UT, which is now on 9485 via Taiwan. However, on April 1st, he tuned in early at 2021 UT and found there was some pulsating noise and jamming on 6045, However, Shokaze, when it came on at 2029, was well above the jamming. Speaking of jamming, here's more about nighttime IBOC on AM, the FCC approval of digital broadcasting on the AM band in the U.S., not only in the daytime but at night. This is from the American Bandscan blog of March 22nd by Doug Smith. No prior FCC approval is necessary now to begin digital operation. AM stations, previously limited to daytime only, will be allowed to run digital signals at night. They must offer at least one free-to-air program stream, simulcasting their analog signal. Additional streams may be broadcast either free or subscription. That bit applies only to FM, since there cannot be multicasting on AM. Content rules will be applied to all streams of the IBOC signal, that is, legal IDs, emergency action system notifications, and so forth. Digital-only stations will not be allowed at this time, stymieing plans of a couple of stations in North Carolina. No deadline has been set for shutting down analog radio and going digital-only. The FCC had not yet released a public notice. This kind of thing often takes 30 days to appear in the Federal Register. We might expect AM stations to begin operating digital mode at night around the beginning of May. However, some stations already operating in the daytime might receive special temporary authority to start it earlier. And there could even be blanket special temporary authority to cover all IBOC stations. Many of the 50-kilowatt clear channel stations already equipped will likely begin at night as soon as rules go into effect. He says the likely result will be massive interference in the 640 to 1220 and 1500 to 1580 kilohertz bands. I don't see the new rules spurring many stations to add IBOC if they aren't already running it. It's not especially popular among the smaller stations on the regional and graveyard channels. Bill Harms in Maryland reported on April 1st, after a long absence, WD2XXM in Frederick, Maryland on 1670 was back on the air, running a hybrid IBOC signal with analog, playing nonstop music clips about 10 to 15 seconds long. This was in the daytime at 18UT. No announcements had been heard. It's supposedly 1 kilowatt. If they do stay on the air at night, it might be widely heard. Scott Feibusch at Northeast Radio Watch reports that the 1280 station at Toronto's Pearson International Airport, CFYZ, lost its funding and went off the air, but now it's coming back under new calls with new programming, Canada's Business Network, CFBN, starting April 9th. April 1st is past, but Bland DX is back. The DX parody publication has made a new appearance online instead of in print. You'll find it quite amusing at www.blandx.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 3rd. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled with minor storm levels April 8th and 9th. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 again on April 20th and 29th. Solar flux dropping from 72 April 9th to 70 and back up to 75 from April 18th to 27th. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser wrapping up World of Radio 1353.